Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Greg Olson next hour, draft around the corner. Kyle Hamilton, Notre Dame safety, later this hour. We are getting ready for the draft on Thursday, but we've got NBA hoops to talk about, the playoffs. Now we're starting to see a very clear picture on who is separating. It looks like Dallas now. The ceiling's much higher than a Utah. Philadelphia still a little bit in the crosshairs of drama. Joy Taylor is joining me. But Boston, Brooklyn is officially now. Stamp it. Joy, it is over.
Whoa.
Sweep.
That was something. Did not predict that.
No, I had the Nets in 7. Whenever you watch a football game and a team struggles to pick up every yard, you know they're in trouble. When you watch a basketball series, and we knew by about the middle of game 2, yeah, like Brooklyn got no easy shots. And it was like, they're not gonna win this series. So let's start with that. Series was over after the second game, probably midway through the second game. You have a very young coach with not a lot of coaching experience, Steve Nash, who knows his future, trying to outduel a more experienced guy in the trenches who had been in the NBA on a bench for a long time, and a deeper team, a better team, the Boston Celtics. So remember, though, a couple years ago, Kyrie Irving informed us that they would not need a coach, really. It'd be by committee if Kyrie wanted to coach, if KD wanted to coach. This was really what Kyrie believes. He probably still believes it. Now, after last night's loss, he also believes he could be not only co-coach, but co-general manager. Here's what he had to say.
I don't really plan on going anywhere, so, you know, this is, like I said, this is added motivation for our franchise to be at the top of the league for the next few years. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the summer and just building with our guys here. When I say I'm here with Kev, I think that it really entails us, you know, managing this franchise together alongside Joe and Sean and just our group of family members that we have in our locker room and in our organization.
Oh, boy. Us, we. No, no, no. Kyrie's that person that loves to tell you he has all the answers. Remember, he said the world's flat. Magellan actually proved it wasn't, but if you want to sail around the world to disprove Magellan, go for it. You'll have plenty of time now. You're out in the first round. He also told us the vaccination, how it affects all of us. I tend to lean on Ivy League and Stanford epidemiologists, but what do I know? He can coach, and now he can general manager. Yeah, okay, yeah. There's types. This type of guy is all over the internet. He's almost always anonymous, and he's always a loser. Tells you how much he knows about the world. Way out of his territory, his confines. Again, I'm not a shut up and dribble guy. I am a be great at what you're great at. That's awesome. Bill Belichick, stop drafting. Let the scouts do it. I'll say what I said yesterday. KD has to go to the owner and the front office and say, get Kyrie out of here. Get him out of here. Now there's another story that the Ben Simmons saga, now it's back to being a mental health saga. Okay. First it was injuries and mental health. Then it was back to injuries and back soreness. Now it's mental health. The agent and the player, wherever the wind blows. Kevin Durant. Listen, Steph Clay and Draymond and Steve Kerr are laughing their butts off. They're saying, we told you not to leave. We told you it was a good thing here. And Kevin Durant struggled with that. Draymond confronted him. You remember the video. Hey, we won before you were here. Okay, we'll win when you're gone. Yeah, they're right, and KD's wrong. Now, careers in the NBA often end sadly. Michael Jordan at the end with the Wizards was ugly. Shaq fell apart physically. Even LeBron now, it's kind of a mess. But Kevin Durant still averages 30 a game and shoots over 50%. It doesn't need to end this way. But he wanted to leave the Warriors because he wanted to prove I can do it my way. And instead, he's proven the opposite. That he does because of his personality. He needs structure. He needs a coach. He needs a reliable teammate. He wanted to show Golden State, I'm going to do my own thing. We've seen it. It doesn't work. And that's okay. A lot of people leave corporations. They're going to start their own business. Many succeed. They become an Elon Musk, a Mark Cuban. And then many don't. And then they come back to the corporation and make a great living and are great employees, but they're not really basically do it on your own Mavericks. It's not their personality. KD needs structure. He's a wanderer. Emotionally, he's kind of a wanderer. He needs somebody to rein him in, give him structure, hard coach him. He needs teammates that are reliable because deep down, Kevin Durant's very reliable. He loves basketball and likes to wander. But he likes to win. He plays real defense. He's accountable and he's committed. And right now you got two guys in Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving that just aren't. And his career is ending sadly, but unlike MJ, he's not washed. Unlike Shaq, he's not falling apart. Even LeBron now missing a lot of games. Kevin's a 30-point-per-game player in this league. He is still absolutely as good as anybody on the planet getting a bucket. And he is trapped. And what is the one thing he wouldn't do in San Francisco with the Warriors? And it's not his personality. He would not confront Draymond Green. And it blew up his career. He's not going to confront Kyrie. It's not who he is. You got to go upstairs. You got to ask the owner. You got to ask the boss. Get him out of here. Because otherwise, they're already laughing at you at Golden State. Everybody else is going to be too. The only way to turn this thing around is do what you're uncomfortable doing, confrontation. Otherwise, it is a sad, sad ending for a remarkably committed basketball icon. All right, so we're getting real close to the draft. And it has been a really interesting last 3 or 4 months in the NFL. For years and years and years, there are certain positions you pay and certain positions you don't. And you don't want to overpay for any position. But suddenly in the last couple of months, wide receivers have just started making quarterback money. You know, it's like almost, you've heard of a housing bubble. It's like a wide receiver bubble. Like, we know they're valuable, but I mean, good God, the 19, 20, 30 million a year. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. We have housing bubbles. We have market bubbles. I do think we have a little bit of a wide receiver bubble. So the Niners have Deebo Samuel, and they're in a tough spot. George Kittle is great, but he gets banged up. Brandon Ayuk has been really inconsistent, so he's probably always going to be a two. and they don't really have a three. Now, they do run the football better than almost anybody. Their coach is really smart. He elevates everybody. And the Deebo Samuel situation was kind of tricky. So Deebo, people tend to forget this. It's recency bias. Deebo is not a dependable 12-catch-a-game guy. He's erratic. He has one-catch games. He has nine-catch games. And so San Francisco thought, how do we make him more consistent? We'll add him into the run game. And voila, they found the secret sauce. He runs a little. He receives a little. Now he's a big-time player. But he doesn't want that, right? He doesn't want to get banged up like that. And I understand it. But he's not Stephon Diggs. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. You don't get the same receiver every weekend. So they thought, let's add an element to his game with our great coach, Kyle Shanahan. This will now make him a wildly productive player. And he's like, okay, if we're going to do that, I want to be paid now. I want to be paid early. And I want to be paid most. So now we got a real issue. John Lynch talked about this and said, we love him. We don't want to let go of him despite all the rumors you hear.
I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Deebo. You put yourself through the exercises of, you know, you, even though we don't have a first-round pick, you have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And so you go through and do that. He's just too good of a player. So we've got nothing but love for him and nothing but appreciation for what he's bought. But you just don't let guys like that walk.
So let's just think about this for a second. Let's just talk wide receivers broadly, holistically here. Kansas City and Green Bay. You and I, everybody would admit, Kansas City and Green Bay, these are well-run teams. They really are. They're well-run teams. They have said, we can't pay $30 million for a receiver. We can't pay. We're going to let him go. Well-run teams have said, we just can't do it. Who spent big money this offseason on wide receivers? Jags, Dolphins, Raiders, and the New York Giants have the most expensive wide receiver room in the league. We all get receivers are important, but I'd like to repeat those teams that are spending a fortune. Jags, Dolphins, Giants, Raiders. And I'd like to repeat the teams who are actually getting value out of receivers, seeking, you know, a little budget constraints. Green Bay, Kansas City, and the Rams. The Rams went and got Allen Robinson. They went bargain shopping and kind of stole him. And he may only be a two, but he's a great two. So the Rams, and they let Robert Woods go. They went bargain shopping. And we think they're a wildly effective team in the wide receiver space. They like draft them and they don't whiff on a lot of them. So all I'm saying here is San Francisco, I understand this. And I've been saying this now for 3 weeks. A few years ago, three teams in the NFL went big on running backs. The Panthers with McCaffrey, the Jets with Le'Veon Bell, and the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott. Any of them happy with those contracts today, this morning? No, not really. Vikings did with Dalvin Cook. That one you can live with. But there's housing bubbles and there's stock market bubbles and there's tech bubbles. San Francisco's saying, we may be in the middle of a wide receiver bubble here and we like him. But let's not frame this as, you know, he is Ja'Marr Chase as a talent. Or he is as dependable as a Stephon Diggs. He was a little erratic, came into a camp not in great shape, 1 year played only six games. It wasn't until the Niners said, we're going to add him into the run game, he will be more consistently valuable. And he really was. He was very dynamic last 9-10 games of the year. But you got to be careful here. College football is now giving the NFL 25 guys who can play a year. Like a lot now. I'm not saying there's a Ja'Marr Chase in this draft. But there may be a lot of Michael Pittmans with the Colts. There may be 15 of those. And as the world turns, I think it's an interesting proposition. I think if Brandon Ayuk was as good as they had hoped, they'd move off him. He's not, so I don't think they can.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Gotta get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Welcome back. The Mavs routed the Jazz last night. As I was watching it, beginning of the second quarter, you not only felt like the game was over and Dallas was going to cruise, you kind of felt like the series was over. Dallas and Utah, in a weird way, are both seeking the same thing, but they have two different challenges. So Dallas, due to Luka, has really no ceiling. If they get him the right components, they won two games in the series without Luka. So their ceiling is through the roof. Utah has kind of met their ceiling, where their number one, Donovan Mitchell, many believe is a two. Rudy Gobert doesn't offer anything on the offensive end. And like the NFL becoming a passing league, the NBA is now a shooter's league and an offensive league, and there's only so much defenses can do. And they're too good for a lottery pick, but not good enough for a long playoff run. What Utah has going for them, and this is a big thing in life, is self-awareness. They know that. That's why they brought in D-Wade, to change the outside perception. They know. They've made the playoffs six straight years. They're well-run. In the building, they do a lot right. I've been to their facility more than once. Well-run, smartly built, great coach, good kids. They do a lot right. They're trying to change the perception. They're not a great free agent market, and that's why you bring D-Wade in. So they have the self-awareness to know we got a little bit of a ceiling here. What they need is to hit a home run in the draft in the next couple of years in Donovan Mitchell's prime. They have to go hit a home run. Good luck. Dallas has to hit a home run, too, as a number two player with Luka. So Luka's the one and will be for the next 10 years in Dallas. Can they find a two? They've already whiffed once on Porzingis. Spencer Dinwiddie's a three. Some would say a four. We'll give him a three. So they already whiffed on Porzingis. They never did get Dirk Nowitzki a two. And they tried. It's an attractive market, I think. They tried. They got really good players past their prime that kind of faked it out and won a title. But in 21 years, they only got to the conference finals three times. They could never be consistent in the postseason because it was too Dirk dominated. And whereas your Spurs and your other teams could find a two and a three. So they have totally different challenges. One with no ceiling, that's Dallas with Luka. And you could see it last night, very early in the second quarter. You're like, all right, they've pulled away. You know, they've everything has to go right for Utah to get to a finals. With Luka, you can make some mistakes. You can whiff on some draft picks. Dallas will get a free agent. You can whiff on Porzingis. Yeah, you can still win playoff series. That's not where Utah's at. But I will say this for the Jazz. They know what they are, and they know what they're not. A lot of people and a lot of companies and a lot of organizations don't. That's why they smartly brought D-Wade in. Can he solve it? Well, just because you know you have an issue doesn't mean you can solve the issue, but that's the first part of solving it, acknowledging you got a problem. But Dallas a fun team. They're a really interesting team, and when you got somebody as good as Luka, who there's an argument to be made, best young player in the league, a future really bright for Mark Cuban. They just got to do what they couldn't do with Dirk. Find a Robin. Find a Hall of Fame level number two.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I don't believe this, but I will acknowledge it because the star player is so great and there's been a reaction to it. Darren Waller's probably the second best tight end talent after Travis Kelce in the NFL. There's a story. The Packers are interested in trading for Darren Waller. It comes from Cheesehead TV. All right. You can kind of figure out what direction that blog is interested in. Why would the Raiders trade him? He's only a $7 million cap hit. Why would you let him go? The new Raider coach, Josh McDaniels, knows the value of tight ends. He had Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. So, yeah, I think Green Bay would like to have Darren Waller. Who wouldn't? But this is a classic. Why would you leak this to a team-friendly blog? Because you can, right before the draft, tell Aaron Rodgers and their fans, look at how hard we're working. We are uncovering every rock to find the next great player. If it really is this close, then why would it leak? We would just find out when it was done if it's this close. For the record, Derek Carr made fun of this move today. Jeff Howe at The Athletic poo-pooed it and said, you know, they wanted Darren Waller in the Devontae Adams thing, and the Raiders wouldn't give it up. Listen, Green Bay's in a very clear space. They're in a fingers-crossing mode heading into the draft. They need to get one of these top receivers. They have two picks in the first round. I'd move both to move up and get one if I really liked a wide receiver. But right now they have old Sammy Watkins, older Randall Cobb, young kid, unproven Amari Rodgers, and Alan Lazard. That's not good enough. That's just not good enough. I mean, one of those guys will get banged up because it's the NFL and you always lose a receiver, right? So this feels like kind of a one-sided report from a, you know, team, more team-friendly, somebody with connections in the team. But, you know, teams know who to leak stuff to. They do. And they know, you know, who's our ally, who's our enemy. But I, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it happens tomorrow. I'm paid to give strong opinions. I'm wrong often. But the idea the Raiders would let Darren Waller go in a division now with Russell Wilson and all sorts of weapons, Kansas City Andy Reid Mahomes and all sorts of weapons, they'd let go of maybe their best weapon. I mean, Devontae Adams is on the perimeter, but Darren Waller is the Raiders may never get a tight end this good for 15 years, 20 years. Like, he's just not a guy that I would let go unless he was a wild cap hit, $7 million not. Or he was all beat up, end of his career. Not. Makes no sense to me. But I it makes sense for Green Bay to get it out there. That part I totally get, which is, hey, we are this close. I mean, we are knocking at the door of getting the second best tight end. I get that. Teams know who to give information to and when it will get out and who's an ally and who's an enemy.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
In the NBA, the Celtics sweep the Nets, deserved all of it. I always joke about the NBA coach of the year. The NBA treats its coaches horribly. I mean, every time you win coach of the year, it just means you're 2 years away from being fired. That you think the NFL moves off their coaches. The NBA, not only does it move off its coaches, they have no power when they coach. Steve Kerr's in a very unique situation where he and the best player are really, really tight, and that they built a culture in San Francisco with Dre and Clay and Steph. Everybody's got Kerr's back. He can bark at him. It works. It's rare. So now everybody wants to get rid of Steve Nash in Brooklyn, and I do think he was outcoached. But Kevin Durant said, oh boy, it hasn't been easy here.
Steve's been dealt a crazy hand the last 2 years, right? He's been had to deal with so much stuff as a head coach, first-time coach, and trades, injuries, you know, COVID, just a lot of stuff he had to deal with. And I'm proud of how he just focused and his passion for us. And, you know, we all, you know, continue to keep developing over the summer and see what happens.
So I know Steve. He's one of the smartest guys that's ever played in the NBA. Super bright, quick learner. If you just take a step back, his first year, he dealt with injuries to both KD and Kyrie. This year, he had his second best player, couldn't play home games, and James Harden quit on the team. Both years got him to the playoffs. So outside of the Lakers, and maybe counting the Lakers, it's the highest maintenance team in the league. You got vax issues, you've got Ben Simmons issues, you got a player quit issue. No Lakers are quitting. It's a mess. Now, if you're Steve Nash's agent or Steve Nash, you can say, okay, find a comparable mess in this league. I got players quitting. I got players that won't play. I got guys that won't get vaxxed. I think the Lakers are all vaxxed, I think. In L.A., you could still have played. In New York, you couldn't. It's a mess. And he could make this argument. Last year, with no bench, no Kyrie, and no real size to match up with Giannis, they came within a foot of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember this play? Kevin Durant shoots that ball. We think it's a three. If this counts as a three, it's an inch. If that's a three, they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's ruled a two, appropriately ruled a two. So the argument for Steve Nash is, did he get outcoached in the Boston series? Yes, he did. Badly. But he's dealing with a lot. The Nets have no continuity. So you want to blow the staff up and do it again? KD likes him. I mean, I'll say this about Steve. Incredibly high emotional quotient. Like, he really has never, like, gone sideways with this mess. Think a little bit about Eric Spoelstra. So Eric Spoelstra worked in a tape room for years. Then he was on the bench and his assistant. And then he got the Miami job, and people are like, who's Eric Spoelstra? And with Dwayne Wade in his prime, in a bad division and a really weak conference, first 2 years with D. Wade, one and done. And the East was weak. One and done. Then he gets the best player in the world easily, LeBron, with Dwayne Wade, and they get a 25-10 guy, Chris Bosh, and they look like they get totally flummoxed in the finals against a one-star Dallas Maverick team. Nobody got fired. It's just like, do you think Spoelstra is smart? Yeah. Do you think he'll get better? Yeah. And today I'd make an argument Spoelstra's as good as any coach in the league. I mean, there's certainly my guys are all like, that's the guy. So, I mean, is Steve Nash smart? Yeah. Is Eric Spoelstra smart? Yeah. Can they get better? Yeah. Does Nash have the appropriate experience? No. But, you know, this is a franchise. It's got no continuity. We talk about this with the Lakers all the time. Okay, fire Vogel. What are you on your fifth coach in 12 years? I mean, at some point, you can keep blaming the coach. So, I mean, I kind of look at this stuff. It's not a very attractive job. The Celtics, attractive job. They don't run through coaches. You had a star in Jason Tatum who's just going into his prime. I've got Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. Those dudes play hard every night. And it's an organization that has a history of drafting well. Brad Stevens in the front office. You trust his brain power. So, you know, I thought Nash got outcoached. Yeah, it was, it was his second year. And I think the more experienced coach in Boston who'd spent more years on the bench, and by the way, used to coach in Brooklyn, so knows all about KD. They attacked him the right way. But it's I don't know what Brooklyn's going to get. Because I got to tell you right now, you're going to inherit the Kyrie contract potentially, Ben Simmons, and that ain't great. I mean, I I contend the only way to solve this is for Kevin Durant to go upstairs and come to a kind of a resolution with the owner and the GM and just say, we got to move off Kyrie. We just can't do this. I'm not going to do this again. I can't go into a season with Ben Simmons question marks and Kyrie's kind of lack of dependability. Can't do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I will say this about the Sixers situation. It's kind of funny. So I like Philadelphia to win this series. I thought it was going to be at one point a sweep. And then they're, you know, Embiid's got a banged up thumb. And the questions are mostly about James Harden, what to do. Well, what's happened to James Harden is all the conversations now are becoming what James Harden used to be and what James Harden used to do. And we've got to be honest here. That's not what he is right now. He partied hard. He closed the nightclubs. And that's fine. He's got that right. He's also made, between shoe deals and contracts, about $300 to $400 million. He's good. He's got a scoring title. He's been like in the MVP conversation. Does he have an MVP? May not. I forget. I don't keep too much track. But I mean, he's had a great life. He is not the player he was a couple years ago, but he plays hard. He shows up. He gives you 18, and he can facilitate. But there's an argument to be made that's pretty clear that Tyrese Maxey, is an ascending player and really good, really fast, and has exploded since the trade deadline. Like, he didn't average much last year. He was really good early. Now he's exceptional. And we thought when Harden came over, it was going to be Joel Embiid 1 and then James Harden 1B. And what we're finding is James Harden this morning is the 3. Embiid's the 1. Maxey's the 2, and Embiid's the 3. And that's the reality of it. So if you kind of look at what Harden is, how you live your life will eventually catch up to you. Some age well, some age quickly. And, I think we all, you know, Joel Embiid talked after the game, hey, I need more from James Harden. This kind of may be it. As Maxey is ascending, this may be it. 18.5 and facilitate. Here's Embiid.
I've been saying all season since he got here, you know, he just needs to be aggressive and he needs to be himself. That's not really my job. That's probably on coach to, you know, talk to him and tell him to, you know, take more shots.
You know, the other thing is, at his peak, we talk about this with Deebo Samuel, like he plays hard and the Niners lean into that physical style. James Harden at his peak was playing every night, ISO basketball, drawing contact to get to the free throw line. It was a physical game. He has a big kind of round body. Like, he liked the physicality. He wanted you. It's the opposite of the Ja Morant body. He would rather avoid contact. James leaned into it for like 7-8 years. And it just looks like he's aged really fast. So can they win with him being the third best player on this team? Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the world. I think the injury to Embiid concerns me more about Harden being the 3 on this team. That's what really concerns me. But Maxey has become really good, really fast. He's exploding. And right now, he's there too. And it's not close. Like, he's there too. He's a better defensive 2. He's a twitchier 2. He's a more athletic 2. He's a more energized 2. And right now, he's scoring like a 2.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Greg Olsen, 14 years in the NFL, multiple-time Pro Bowler, first tight end in NFL history to get 3 straight 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He is now a podcaster and a Fox Sports NFL analyst. He is joining us. So, by the way, you just had my buddy Russell Wilson on a podcast. So I contend the Stafford thing worked magic fast. Brady, pretty fast. I think Russell Wilson is going to work in Denver, like, lightning quick. Tell me I'm wrong. What do you make of it?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think, first of all, I love Nathaniel Hackett. I think he's an absolute stud. I got to know him a little bit from his time in Green Bay. And then I connected with him again a few weeks back down at the owner's meeting. The way he sees the game, the way he wants to play offensive football, you bring in a guy like Russ and it's a perfect marriage. It's a perfect match and kind of how they see the game and how they want to their identity of the offense and just the identity of the team. And that's really what Russ has been searching for. You know, he wants to be a quarterback driven team, a quarterback driven offense, a pass driven offense, and he's going to get his chance. So, I mean, you mentioned those other guys that, you know, changed sceneries and took great careers and even elevated them, Stafford and Brady. And there's no reason to think, I'm with you, there's no reason to think that that Russ can't have a similar first year and, you know, rattle off, you know, a really successful kind of second chapter out there in Denver.
You know, Greg, we've had housing bubbles and stock market bubbles and tech bubbles. And I look at the wide receiver payments over the last couple of months and I think, do we have a wide receiver bubble? You know, Jags, Dolphins, you know, some of these teams that have not been brilliantly run, whereas Green Bay and Kansas City are like, nah, we're not going to pay that for a wide receiver. And part of me just instinctively is like, you know, the Raiders paid a lot and the Jags and the Dolphins and the Giants have paid a fortune. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be cynical, but do you think it could be a little bit of, you know, you watch Burrow and Stafford in the Super Bowl and everybody's like, man, it's these offenses. We got to keep up. Are we in a wide receiver bubble? Maybe a tad.
You know, I think what teams are seeing is if they feel like they don't have the top tier, right? The Mahomes, the Rodgers, you know, to two teams who just let their number one receiver just walk, you know, in Tyreek and Devontae Adams. I think some teams that when you feel like you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Rodgers and you almost feel like you can get away with maybe having maybe a slightly, you know, one step down from the quote unquote elite top guy because the quarterback is so good. He can elevate the play around them. You know, you mentioned Jacksonville, they kind of went crazy and threw the whole wide receiver market kind of out of whack, which is what's made Deebo Samuel and Tyreek and all these guys want new money. You know, they're trying to say, okay, we might not have that marquee guy, or maybe we have a young quarterback who we're not paying a lot, like in Jacksonville. We can afford for a few years to maybe overspend on talent around the quarterback to elevate the play of the quarterback. And then if you're, you know, the idea is you want to be one of the marquee teams with Aaron Rodgers or Brady, where that quarterback elevates the play of everybody else around him. And you don't necessarily have to pay top dollar for every skill position in the huddle. So I think that's kind of the two issues that you're seeing play out and why some franchises are taking one approach and others that don't have Brady and Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes taking another. What people are finding, though, I heard your thing what you talked about in Miami, and I think it's a perfect example. If you have Tua and he's a completion guy, short passes, get the ball out of his hand, what do you need? You need run after the catch. So they say, all right, who's the best run after catch, most dynamic guy with the ball in his hand? You know, you'd say Deebo Samuel's in that picks. And of course, you know, Tyreek Hill, they go out, they trade five picks for him. It elevates the play of the quarterback that they have coming back. So I think there's circumstances of the team and the organization that dictates why certain teams take different approaches.
Take me into the mind of a pro athlete. So as a tight end, you were a blocker. And that can limit your future. You get hurt by about year 7, 8, you got injuries. So Deebo Samuel, it was a little bit erratic. He could be good. He could disappear. And the Niners are like, listen, we want to make him productive every Sunday. So we're going to also implement him into our run game and passing. And he becomes way more consistent and he pops. But he's sitting there thinking, I take a lot of hits. You take me into the mind of a pro athlete and Deebo Samuel now thinking, I know it's better for the team, but not better for me. Is that selfish? Do you understand how he thinks? Your takeaway.
Yeah, you know, I'd be curious how if Deebo got the contract that he wants, right? He wants to be paid like a top-tier wide receiver, not necessarily a top-tier running back, although, you know, McCaffrey and Kamara, those guys, yes, the top-tier running backs do make good money, but they're not making wide receiver money. So first and foremost, if I'm him, it's like years back when Jimmy Graham, and even this year, there was conversations about whether Gesicki down in Miami would challenge, you know, the franchise number of a tight end versus the franchise number of a wide receiver because of the different roles they played within the offense. If I'm Deebo, I want to make sure that the 49ers don't try to attach a contract to me that's more running back than it is wide receiver, because as we said before, the receiver market is just exploding. Now, if he could get paid like a receiver, I don't think he would have any issues. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he has any issues with his usage. Guys like him, they want the ball. So whether it's a short little screen or a toss in the backfield or a traditional handoff, him with the ball is in everybody's best interest. Him, the team, everybody. But he just wants to make sure that, okay, if you're going to line me back up there at running back and I'm going to run between the tackles and you're going to toss me the ball, you're not going to pay me like one. You're still going to pay me like a wide receiver. And if you do that, I'll line up anywhere. To me, that's the mentality. And, you know, now whether that's his exact approach or whatnot, I haven't seen him really complain about his usage as much as my understanding is more he doesn't want the team to pigeonhole him and say, well, you're kind of a more of a running back than you are a traditional Davante Adams type receiver. I think that's the sticking point that they're going to have to figure out. But if they get that part right, I don't think he's going to have any issue lining up wherever Shanahan wants him.
So Green Bay's a really good team, but they are not, they don't stack up at the wide receiver spot nearly as much as the teams like the Rams or the Buccaneers in the NFC or several AFC teams. And so they're going to have to find somebody in the draft. They got Amari Rodgers last year at Clemson. He just didn't do much. You tell me, go back to your rookie year in the NFL. Can you expect, because they also want a tight end, by the way. There's rumors they want Darren Waller. You tell me if the Packers use a first-round pick and they get a tight end or they get a wide receiver. Go back to your rookie year. How much can you expect? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I've seen trust issues. Like, you know, like he's going to wait for you to prove that you can. He can rely on you. Can they solve their issues in the draft, do you think?
Well, first off, if they somehow pull it, I don't know why the Raiders, why Vegas would allow this, but if they could somehow snatch Darren Waller out, that's a game-changing move. I mean, he's a tight end, but he is one of those big body, he's playing receiver, he's running routes. He's not going to maybe be Davante Adams necessarily production-wise and movement-wise. He's a bigger body and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, Rodgers and LaFleur would have a blast trying to build an offense with that guy in it. He's an absolute stud. He's, as I told you at TEU last year, we had all the top tight ends from around the country, from around the league and everybody. He was the most physically impressive guy I've seen in a long time. Just his body, the way he ran. So first off, if they somehow pull that off, which I don't know why the Raiders would allow it, but if they did, that would go a long way into, you know, filling that void. Excuse me. But I think to that point about being a rookie, I don't know, unless you got the Calvin Johnsons of the world and just the Randy Moss and those really generational type receivers, I think it's hard to expect a rookie, especially where Green Bay is going to draft, to come in and replace Davante Adams from a production standpoint. I just don't think it's something you can hang your hat on and count on. Transitioning, let alone playing with Aaron Rodgers, who's, like you said, he's going to want things done a certain way. He's very hard on his guys. It took Davante Adams a long time to kind of earn that trust.
Yeah.
You know, he was more of a Jordy Nelson guy, Randall Cobb, and then Davante kind of came along slowly. So I think it could be the answer long term. Whether that's going to be the immediate kind of replacement of a guy like Davante Adams, I'm not quite sure if that's realistic.
By the way, go back to your draft day. Was it nerve-wracking?
Oh, so I always tell people my last draft, my draft was the last year that they had, you know, 20 minutes between draft picks. So I got drafted 31st overall back, you know, so there was no prime time first round then. So it was on Saturday afternoon. The first pick started at noon. So they take Jamarcus Russell and Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson, all the kind of usual suspects that everybody predicted were going to go. And then you start getting into the middle of the draft, which is kind of where you were rumored to go. And it's just 20 minutes in between, 20 minutes in between. It takes an hour for three picks. So you do the math. You're the 31st pick. It was dinner time before I got selected. And it was, fortunately, since then, they've changed the time, the clock in between. But it was a long day. It was a stressful day. And at the end of it, all you wanted just, you don't want to be the guy that left school early and went in the second round. So fortunately, that didn't happen to me.
Good
but
stuff.
I was close.
Yep. Fox Sports NFL analyst and a great one, Greg Olson. Great seeing you again, my man. Oh, by the way.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bud Thanks. Light, Thanks, NFL draft. He's working with Bud Light. Any fan 21 or older, if you correctly predict every first-round pick, you win $15 million. If you can do that, we'll hire you.
How many could you get?
Six. And I love it. Six.
I think you could get more than that.
Eight. See, I would take Sauce Gardner number two. I would take Hutchinson. I would take the corner number two, so I'd screw it all up because I think that's the second best player I saw.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, take a shot at it. Go all online. Right. Go to BudLight.com/perfectdraft. Take a shot. You can be even richer.
Greg, good seeing you, bud.
All right, see you, buddy.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport.
Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.